Bitterness and Vengeance by Virginia Brandt Berg.
Greetings, and God bless you and make you a blessing. We've received some interesting letters recently, and because a number of them tell about how people have been mistreated or misjudged or received unjust treatment of some kind, I would like to talk about this matter. I found a little tract by Mr. Nathaniel Olson, and he begins it this way. A small boy prayed, "Lord, make all the bad people good, and then, Lord, make all the good people nice." Well, unfortunately, many good Christian people aren't nice. A lady advertised for a young woman to be her traveling companion, and she closed the advertisement in this way. Christian wanted, cheerful if possible. Evidently, this woman had found that some Christian souls lacked a cheerful disposition. Sometimes we have to live with people like that, and that seems to be the problem expressed in quite a number of these letters. Some of the letters show that resentment is building up in the heart, and one even reveals a little of almost hatred. Another has a judging spirit towards someone who they feel is mistreating them. I turn to Scripture, and Matthew 7:1 says, "Judge not, that ye be not judged." We need to be careful about that, for verse 2 says, "For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye mete, it shall be measured to you again." That should make us thoughtful about the way we criticize others, for what we give will be what we receive. Regarding that person who you feel is so unjust to you, don't take the matter into your own hands. It is better to be hesitant about judging. It is better to have mercy on that person, for the Bible states in James 2, 12-13, "So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that showed no mercy." It is better to judge by God's law of love. These next verses are even more sobering. Romans 2, 1-4. "Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them that commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance?" Oh, what an awful thing to bear a grudge or a critical spirit or hatred for another. If you are a professing Christian, it is far better to forgive that injustice, that awful thing that's been done against you, than to have the condemnation of God upon you. Beloved, don't take vengeance into your own hands. Don't hit back. Don't let bitterness creep into your heart. Nothing will so ruin your disposition as to let bitterness get into your heart. God's word says, "Beware lest there be even any little root of bitterness found in you." God will take care of that situation in due time if you leave the whole matter in his hands. Romans 12:19 says, "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, and I will repay,' saith the Lord." Perhaps you feel you have to do something about the wrong that's been done to you, and the slandering you've suffered, and the cruel words that were flung at you. Maybe you feel that God is too slow, and you're going to have to take it into your own hands and hurt them as they've hurt you, and bring vengeance on them. But if you do that, you'll only hurt yourself, and disobey God, and get out of his will and have a broken fellowship with him. And that's going to make things a whole lot worse. The Lord knows all about the wrongs done, and he speaks with finality regarding your forgiving that person, no matter how unfair it seems. He says, "If you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses." Beloved, I know that you can't do that yourself, not in the natural. It has to be the Spirit of Christ working in and through you. Lay the whole problem at Jesus' feet. Tell him about it. Then definitely commit it to him and leave it with him. He'll begin to work. This isn't what you feel like doing, but this is what the world needs to see. God's love manifested through his born-again children. This is a true test of discipleship, for it says in John, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye love one another." It is God's love working through you as you yield it all to Him. It'll be a miracle if you can love that person, a miracle of God's grace, but that's His promise to you, and it is His grace that is available to you. He waits to help you. He wants to. How wonderful it will be when there will be no veil or cloud between you and Him, when the indwelling Holy Spirit can work out through you the full purpose of His will and His plan for your life, because you're utterly surrendered to Him in spite of all your problems and the things which harass you. God knows about it, and He cares, and He loves you. I know that this isn't entirely applicable, but a little girl had been abused in an orphan's home. She left a note on a tree. They went out to see what the note said, because it was against the rules of the home to do that. And this is what it said. To anybody who finds this note, I love you. Oh, that's the spirit to have, to love everybody as God loves you. My weakened will, Lord, Thou canst renew. My sinful nature, Thou canst subdue. Fill me just now with power anew. Power to pray and power to do. Teach me to pray, Lord, teach me to pray. Thou art my pattern, day unto day. Thou art my surety, now and for aye. So teach me to pray, Lord, teach me to pray. Living in Thee, Lord, and Thou in me, constant abiding, this is my plea. Grant me Thy power, boundless and free, power with men and power with Thee. From Teach Me to Pray, Lord, by Albert Simpson Writes, 1879 to 1966. Remember, God is still on the throne, and prayer will change things.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.